welcome to Porn Star Life Coach. I am Phoenix Marie, your anal fisting queen, and I am sitting in for the beautiful Nikki Hunter, who has fisted my butt. Today we are here at the JulieLandRadio.com universe, and currently just eating, you know, standard lollipops and junk food that we all love and appreciate. My guests today are...
Raina Sky.
Ash Hollywood, sorry, I just recovered from a brutal sneeze that I tried not to sneeze right into this microphone. I think I knocked a few brain cells loose.
Andy Sandimas, I didn't sneeze.
Sophie D.
And obviously P. Marizzle. Today our topic is an actual fun one, okay, which is war stories. We all have them, right?
Yes.
I have porn PTSD. So
That's actually pretty awesome. Does that mean, like, if you see someone do something fucked up, your vagina starts crying and getting wet?
I think that porn has turned me into a lesbian. I just had a conversation with my mom the other day how she's convinced that I'm 100% lesbian. And my biggest war stories all have to do with the beginning of my career. So my worst story I will mention first, and why my vagina does cry when I see certain cocks by the name of Billy Glide.
Me too. So he's one of my worst stories.
So it's my first boy girl. I've probably only been in the industry, I don't know, a little bit less than 2 years, about 2 years. And
that's not new.
I mean, newish. I think I started doing boy girl a little over the 1 year mark. But anyways, I digress. That doesn't matter. It's my second boy girl. I take that back. My first one was Phil Bailey. Poor kid. I almost forgot about him. So it's my second boy girl. And I filled in for my roommate. I was living with a porn girl. And she fucking canceled the scene. And so then they put me on it, which was no fun. So I'm like, I'm going to work in your place today because you're fucking incompetent. And then I get there. And Billy Glide tears me 3 inches in my vagina. And I'm gushing fresh blood. And the whole crew is like, did you maybe just start your period? I'm like, first of all, this is like bright red, fresh blood. No, that's...
I love when they use that excuse, because truly, yeah, every time there's blood, they're like, oh, you're just on your girly time. Fuck you, asshole.
No,
how about his dick is...
I'm bleeding and it hurts. So I go to AIM, and that's when they're still open, and I see the doctor, and he's like, you legitimately birthed a child, but, you know, a penis. Wow. You don't have a child.
It's like a Coke can.
Yeah, like, seriously.
And when you're new, he was my first, like, straight up, like, internet gonzo scene. For Mr. Big Dick's Hot Chicks, Pistol Whip Media. Oh, well, old shit.
No, I saw that guy.
Dude, he fucking ripped me, and it wasn't that bad. It wasn't as bad as my worst rip. But that.
Do you have more than one?
I know, I was gonna say, what's your worst
Rocco
rip?
Rocco Siffredi was my worst rip, and that was with a metal toy, one of those Enjoys.
Fuck that.
Yeah, but actually, you know, that story makes that one look stupid and irrelevant. But yeah, Billy ripped me, and I was, that kind of hurt and whatever. But the Rocco toy one, it was me and Bobby Starr were supposed to do like a scene with him where he it was for Bobby, Tori, Tara. Everyone in the movie loves Rocco apparently, except for me. It's really weird. Bobby's outside with a bunch of black dudes sucking all their dicks, and I get jealous. I love Rocco storylines. I get jealous, and I go upstairs and cry and masturbate in a hot tub with no water in it with this toy that they bought for Bobby's ass. And I've been there for 11 hours while Bobby's getting gangbanged doing her IR shit, and I'm just like waiting. I can't wait to work with Rocco. He's a fucking superstar. I watched his video since I was like 14. But anyway, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. I'm so honored. Get up there. Rocco comes in to start the scene, and I'm supposed to be crying and masturbating with my ass up in the air because I'm sad that I'm...
That's how all girls
Bobby's
cry.
Getting all of the attention, and I'm not. And he comes in, he's like, what is wrong? I don't know. I don't know how to do an Italian accent. And then he takes the toy. I had the small end of the toy. It's metal. It's cold. It's not turning me on at all. It's in my pussy. He takes it out, and he's used to working with, you know, pretty banged out sluts. So it turns it around to the big side, and I have no lube, no nothing. And he just jams the big side inside of me. I just feel rip. I stand up. And blood is running down my legs. And all of a sudden, Rocco and his cousin that shoot everything, they start freaking out in Italian. And Rocco's like, this bathroom is cursed. Like, apparently, he gave Bobby a black eye in a toilet in that bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And
he's the one who's cursed.
No, she asked him to do it, but like, I don't know. I was so bummed that I could not get fucked by him that day. That I like begged them not to send me home, and I was like, look, I will just do the rest of the scene with Bobby and Rocco, but not get fucked in the pussy. You can fuck my face. I'll do shit with Bobby. I'll do whatever it takes. Just, you know, I don't even, just cut my rate by, you know, whatever it you want. I want to stay and do the scene. I want to be in this fucking movie. I've been here all day. And they're like, all right, awesome. So, yeah, we put a bunch of soy milk in Bobby Starr's ass, and that was the end of it. It healed pretty quick, though.
Mine did not. And here was my problem. So I tore. And, of course, my agent, who does not understand vaginal problems, decided that it only takes a week for a vagina to heal, which it does not with an intense tear like that. And so he kept trying to send me to work, and I kept sending myself home because I couldn't do it. They tried to reshoot the scene a week later. I start gushing blood again. And the director of All Smart People is like, girls used to stop their period with, like, ice-cold douche water.
Correct.
Why don't we just stick some ice cubes up there? So it stops the bleeding.
Stop the tear, though.
No, it doesn't stop the tear, but you shove a tray full of ice cubes up your vagina, you're not going to feel a fucking thing. So we go through the scene because I'm pressured and, you know, like, I didn't really want to do it. I knew it was going to hurt even more, but I was like, you know, I'll just get this movie done and I'll take a break and that'll be fine. And so I get through the movie and I can't feel a fucking thing. And I'm just like riding this cock like it's an 8-second bull. And I'm just like, yeah! Woo! And everybody for the longest time would go, that's my favorite scene with you. And I'm like, little do you know the story behind it. Oh, and then after that, I started dating performer Xander Corvus. And I couldn't even fuck my boyfriend at home. And so my agent used to send me to shoots. And when I knew I couldn't do it, he would go, but I know who your boyfriend is. And I'm like, well, ask him if he's getting laid.
There you go. It's like, honey, you can't book him. Book him all he wants, because otherwise he ain't fucking shit. Exactly.
I do have one.
So Sophie this whole time has been contemplating with 9 years of being in this industry, a war story. Please.
I do. When I found out I was going to do my first anal scene, I went to, Lee went to the store and picked up this cool toy where you can, like, inflate it in your butthole.
Yes.
So I spent, like, an hour trying to get the courage to put it in my butt. And then I pumped it up so big, and I was so excited. And I was like, oh, it's going to be, like, so huge. And, of course, being a natural blonde, I just thought, oh, let's see how big it is. And I, like, pulled it out when it was inflated. And, yeah, my butthole tore and bled everywhere. But it was really big, though, and after that, I could stick really big things in my butthole, so.
Gauged it out.
Yeah.
Bonus.
I've had that toy in my butt. I'm sure you've had it in again.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, that's so wrong. Rena, what do you got?
I got overexcited and bit a girl's vagina.
Whoa.
You bit it?
We've talked about this before. Yeah, and I thought about it, and, you know, Ash pointed out that, you know, you cover your teeth when you're doing things like that. Well, I smile when I get excited. And I get excited. And I just move fast. And I'm pretty much a spaz. And I love fucking girls. And this little girl was like 19. She squirted for the first time with me. And she was just frighting the fuck out of my face. And so I was just going back. And then out of nowhere, she just jumped off my face. And went, no, no. She was bleeding. It was horrible.
Oh, wow. Was it her clit or was it like inside, like the uvula?
It was a lip mixed with an inside. It was an outside lip mixed with an inside lip. Yeah. I got a lot.
Oh, was it all over your mouth? And did you take a picture? Because I kind of like want to see the blood.
Yeah,
and,
no,
like,
there wasn't. It wasn't like any of your horrible stories about gushing. You know, I mean, it was definitely, I mean, you were girls, you know, there's a little bit more, a little softness there than a fucking, but yeah, there was a little bit of blood, but she was such a trooper. It was Sarah Love, and she was so excited, too, because I guess I was turning her on. So she was just like, I'm over it. Cool. She went to the bathroom, and everything was fine. So
nice.
I have another one.
More.
Talking about fighting. Back in England, I shot with Kieran Lee, and he was a fucking dick. So he kept trying to, like...
Nothing's changed. Go.
No, he kept trying to, like, push my head on the cock, and I was like, if you do that one more time, I swear I'm going to bite you. And he did it. So I bit him, and I was like, fuck it, I'm going to America next week, so I'm not going to see you again.
Oh.
And like 5 years later, he comes out here, like, hey, remember me?
You're like, oh, so, shit.
I have one with Kieran.
Oh, you did? Did you bite him, too?
No.
I was there that day, I think.
He was choking the shit out of me. And I, you know, you fly on the plane, you go to browsers, so, you know, like, well, it's a little hectic, and you're already kind of, I was already nervous. Threw up.
I've puked on so many
in the middle of the scene. Oh, no. But his cock was so far down my throat, it was just like, all I could do was swallow it all. I mean, it was
I always try to do that, though.
So I swallowed it all, slipped up my spit, and kept going. And then, I mean, it was intense, and they were just like, are you okay?
You're choking
like,
your nose.
Keep going. I got it all back in, so we're going to go forward. Yeah.
I'm all...
I don't have an awesome war story, but I definitely got queefed on intensely.
I've queefed on so
like,
many
right
people.
In my fucking face.
Oh.
No, so...
Was there juices that
was
came out
me?
With it?
No, it wasn't. So it was the first time I had met and worked with a girl that, like, what I thought legitimately looked like a porn star. Like, what I envisioned a porn star, like, big boobs, platinum blonde hair, like, has the whole, like,
stop talking about me.
But it wasn't you. It was actually Jackie Joy. And so we're in the middle of this penthouse shoot, and it's all fucking pretty and, like, whatever. And it's in this, you know, big, nice house. And, like, I just started
she
out.
She queefed on you in a big, nice house.
I know. My God.
Manners are where? But, what
so,
the
like,
fuck?
We're getting along. Everything's going swimmingly. The scene's going awesome. And we do all the pictures just fine. We're going into video. And they have Jackie Joy in this, like, really fucking awkward, like, spread eagle upside down position. And I'm, like, behind oh, the course. Couch, like, a little fucking couch. Now I'm, like, numbing on her vagina. And so we go to, like, move. And it's just, like, on video. And, like, my short hair just, like, whips in the wind. And everybody's
so
stops.
Has to make, like, a GIF file of that or something.
I need to find it if they kept it in there because it's hilarious.
But that's the queef position. I can queef on command if I, like, get up in the air with my feet
that's
like
cool.
That. That's
can we
cool.
Turn this into a party trick?
I mean, you can... If,
blow smoke with
yeah,
vaginas.
Yeah, if my pussy queef. Hole were a little tighter, I could probably smoke. That's how you do it. That's all I need to do. Get my vagina smoking.
I've definitely smoked an e-cig with my vagina.
I swallowed a poop pedal.
Oh, what for? Mike Adriano? Did you do it by accident?
I'm like, oh.
The look on your face when she said that pebble. Was priceless. She
was
just, you
little,
literally went like this.
It was a little poop pedal. And I was so doing cute. Milk nymphos, and the stream coming out of her ass was so beautiful. But I seen the little poop pedal in it, and I was like, oh no, I gotta swallow it. Because I didn't want to ruin it, because I know she wouldn't be able to get like a perfect stream again. So I was like, okay, I'll just take one for the team and opened up.
And then you got E. coli. And...
Well, see, I think that's the part, like, I was thinking, what's mine? And I've done yes. some fucked up shit.
Yeah, like, literally, what is yours? Come on, Miss Marie.
It's like, is it me getting mm-hmm. fucked and, like... Or the fact that I've had my face right next to a girl's ass and literally she's, like, shitting and it's just, like, that clear shit where it's, like, it kind of, it's passable and I'm looking over at Jason, like, you know she's shitting and he's just, like, fucking do it. Come on, just do it for me. You love me. And I'm, like, fuck you, Jay. Same as your poop pedal. I've had it where I'm looking at the director and I'm aware that the girl's not clean. She's getting her ass fucked. My face is against her cheek. And I'm like, okay, that one wasn't clean. And it's all the way down my throat. And then it comes out. And then he goes back in her ass. And I'm looking at the director. I'm trying to give him a transition to the girl that's going behind us. He's not getting the hint. And I'm looking like this. And sure enough, pulls out his dick and it's completely coated in chocolate and he went to go to my face and I just grabbed his fucking balls as hard as I could and I was like, motherfucker, you know I'm not gonna do that much shit, okay, thank you.
Whoa.
I've had it where I've been torn. I've had Lexington steel for my IRDP, literally no lube, and Shawn Michaels is in my vagina and he starts to slide in and I tell him, I'm like, whoa, warm it up, motherfucker. And he looked and goes, you're Phoenix Marie. Pins my arm behind my back and just slams it in me. I'm torn.
He
I know I'm
always
torn.
Does that. Always. Yeah.
And his dick is not small. No. And he just kept going and fucking. And I just looked at him and I waited until Sean needed a break. And I jumped on top of him and just started riding balls to the fucking... My asshole literally was sucking his fucking balls. And I was like, come on. I'm all, when it's just me and you, motherfucker, you don't stand a chance. I guess, like, for me, there's no, like... bad war story. I just had so many experiences and, like, I will say the one time I actually, like, realized I can't do a certain thing, which is prolapse, was watching Amy Brooke get fisted. And I love her and it's not a secret. She's actually making a lot of really good money on her prolapsing.
What is it?
Prolapse? Rosebud.
Yeah.
You know, when the colon comes out. Yeah. And
never mind.
I'll give you two. So you got Amy Brooke getting fisted and Tomcat pulling out his wrist and her colon still on her wrist. And I'm like, whoa. And then it's a live shoot as well, so I have to maintain my composure because you just saw my eyes do the same poop pedal look, like, aw. And I'm like, whoa, that's so crazy. And then Tomcat puts fist back in, starts rolling Amy's colon off of the fist, and then, like, pulls the hand away, and the colon keeps coming out. And I'm just like, whoa, whoa. And Tomcat pushes it back in, closes the cheeks, and it's a rose petal. It looks like a rose inside of where a gape should be. And Amy Brooke looks back at me and goes, you look so mortified right now. And I looked at her and I said, nope. I've just never seen it. It's adjusting. And I'm like, wow. And she's like, yeah, yeah, I can do it. And then we put 5 dildos in her asshole right after that. And I'm like, dude.
Ooh, I wouldn't
know. You win. Because it was a competition, like a fuck off. I was like, you win.
She's the champion.
Tap out.
Yeah, I was like, I'll tap to that. Yeah. Yes, yes, I will.
Wow.
And the other one is Roxy Ray, me, Amber Rain. And Roxy Ray is known for going all the way down on bedposts, like taking them all inside of her. She actually does have a gift where she can gape as well as prolapse. I was unaware of this when I'm being booked, and I'm like, Jade paid really, really good money. And I'm like, dude, what? Okay. I'm like, you know me, I'm down for anything. I'll try anything once. So sure enough, we put a speculum. It's a horse one, and it's about 6 inches in length and then about 4 inches in diameter. And we put it in her ass, and she opens it up all the way. It's actually a horse speculum. And so you open up all the way. And I mean, literally, I could put both fists inside of her asshole. And I'm licking it. And you know me, I'm down. I'm like, dude, you're insane. Like, I'm licking the gape. I'm licking the speculum. I'm there. I move up to start kissing her. And all of a sudden, Jason looks and goes, okay, now push it out. Mm. She pushed her colon 6 inches outside of the speculum while the speculum's still inside of her. And Jay looks at me and goes, go lick it. I was like, uh-uh. And I start making out with her. And he's like, go lick it. I'm like, Jay, I'm like, I've put toothpaste in my asshole. I put toothbrushes. I've eaten shit. I've done so much for you. And I'm like, you hit my no. And he was really, like, disappointed in me. Like, we haven't shot together since. And I just told him, I'm like, wow. I have that one solid no. I'm like, I just can't deal with the prolapse.
But when you tell him, just like, you do it then. You kiss it and then I will too.
No, because he would. He'd bite it. And he'd like.
He'd be like, look in your eyes. Like,
yeah. The fetishes. And luckily, my girl Amber Rain was there. Like, that girl's down for anything. Yeah. She's like, I got
but
this.
And all on
yeah, she sucked on it. She was licking it. She was tongue fucking it. And I'm just like, that's awesome. That's great. But
if anybody could see my face right now.
I know. All of our faces.
I thought nothing shocked me. I really did.
That's why I was like,
welcome
Phoenix
to my world.
Have the best one.
Yeah. And the way she explained it, too, and told us, it was like she was telling us, like, a normal story.
Well, and that's it. Like, all of my.
I'm sorry,
I feel like a Little Red Riding Hood. It was red.
I just can't do prolapses, man. Like, I can't. That's my
no.
So
it's like a bedtime story.
I can tell you the day that I woke up and I decided I probably wasn't ever going to do anal on camera. I woke up and I was browsing through Twitter trying to get my sleep out of my eyes. And I'm like, oh, Amy Brooke. Click. Whoa. Prolapse.
Never mind.
Whoa. And then I'm like, wait, this is a thing? Like, this is a fetish? And so I'm starting to look through it all and I'm just like, babe, I'm never doing anal. Look at this. Look, look, look. And he's like, holy, whoa.
All power to her, though. Because I'm never going to do it. And if she can rock it.
But my thing about it always is like, I probably won't be here in 20 years. I'll probably be buried somewhere. But you guys got to go to my grave and tell me where those people are at that point. 20 years from now when they're like,
I will say
how screwed up their bodies will be. Like,
one fucked up thing I always say, which is Gucci does not make a colostomy bag. And honestly, it is a surgery that will have to happen at some point in their life. Ava Devine is very open about it. She has had it twice where they cut 3 inches of your colon out and reattach it to the sphincter muscle.
I've heard of girls wearing diapers.
Yeah, I have witnessed that.
Yeah.
I've talked to girls on the phone. I've talked to the girls on the phone and they're talking. All of a sudden they just go, and I go, what's wrong? And they're driving home. They're like, oh, I just shit in my car.
Well,
I'm like,
that happens
congratulations.
To me too, and
that's
I
a nice Mercedes you got there.
I used to live with a girl and we were locking the door and I looked down and shit just literally fell on the floor.
That's
and
what
I
happens
looked at her
when
like,
I eat dairy. I'm not going to lie.
You just
right
shit
now.
On the floor. And she's like, clean it up. Well, welcome to Ano. You'll be there in 5 years. I was like, oh, no.
Oh my God. Well, and here's my thing too is, obviously, the blog is posted on Julie Lynn's blog, and Anal 101. We've done anal for, you've done it almost since Go, right?
Yeah, kind of, maybe.
Let's say more actively, you did it for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then, you, like most of us, we start digressing after that. Mm-hmm. there's a proper way to do anal. There's a proper way to teach your butthole. If you're sticking a butt plug and leaving it in your fucking ass because you think, oh, I'm going to make it easier. No, what you're doing is stretching your colon, not your sphincter muscle, which is the only part of your asshole that needs to relax.
Yeah.
So please don't do that.
I gotta go.
I'll just use my teeth, Chris.
I just use a glass toy, and I do it the night before. I don't even play with it before the scene. I
me neither.
And just do it.
Because a lot of our girlfriends we know are becoming a rose garden. Anyway, moving on. So
blossoming all over.
It's so not right.
I've pissed myself almost many, many times being stuck in LA traffic due to porn shoots being let out at inconvenient times for me. Can I be included in this?
Yes, I will take your squirt.
And yeah, I never squirt and do anal on the same day. It just doesn't really go.
That definitely is a prolapse
party.
And
don't wear white shorts home. It's a bad idea.
Well, we'll leave those war stories for our anal discussion later, Sophie. Rena, where can we find you?
I'm on Twitter at RenaSkyXXX.
Awesome. Ash?
Find me at ashgirl.com or at Ash Hollywood.
Twitter at Andy Sandemus.
Twitter at Sophie D.
At P. Marizzle. We love you. Everyone say goodbye.